Steve Robertson on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line, brought to you by Bulldog Burger. This is the Out of Bounds Show. JeansPage.com, 247 Sports, and the Boneyard Podcast. And if you think my listeners and our text line, people are on crazy pills. Steve's subscribers are on the edge of their seat. But this is what makes it fun. And as Steve and I were talking about it, it's the passion that drives the success and them wanting to get back in the football game. They've been kind of lost since Joe Moorhead. Leach righted the ship a little bit, but can't keep going through these. Okay, if you had your... Tell me who your top three are. Like, who you would love to see. Realistic. Even, and throw in Gus. Who are your top three that you like the best as far as the candidates that you feel like MSU is targeting and has talked to or will talk to?
Yeah, and that changes daily. You know, it's
true.
Not how it works, right? But if you just, like, if you take the emotional investment out of there, like, it's like our business is dependent on Mississippi State's success. It's funny, coaching searches are the best thing ever for business. But as you said, it's that passion of the fans. That's why people want to come to the SEC. It's because of all of that, right? It's not just the paycheck. You want to go coach and play sports in a league where people care. You know, I kind of like it to baseball just a little bit, then I'll answer your question. It's like, listen, you know, Nick Mangione's a friend. But they have a kid that goes up there and has a bad outing in a midweek game in front of 300 people in Lexington. Nobody cares. You come out here to Mississippi State and you throw a couple of gopher balls to Louisiana Monroe, you know, people are losing their minds.
Sure.
Because it matters. You know, it absolutely matters. But, yeah, I think Gus would be a lot of fun. I mean, I don't know how realistic that is, but I think Gus would be a lot of fun to cover. I think Gus is another guy, too, that would like another opportunity to get back in the league. And, you know, it just depends on who you talk to. But I think I got some friends that covered Malzahn, and they said he treated them incredibly. And I think that would be fun. I think Barry Odom as a redemptive story would be great. I think Mike Elko would be fascinating. What he's done at Duke is one of those things that you don't expect, right? I mean, some of those wins early this year, people are like, man, is Duke going to win a national championship? My goodness. You know, the offensive scheme they put together there has been a lot of fun. I think Dave Dorian is intriguing, but I don't know that he maybe moves the needle with the media or even the fan base.
I don't think he does. He's a hell of a coach, Steve, but –
yeah, they'll win some games for sure, but he's not that charismatic guy that you know, is going to go out there and pump up everybody's NIL fundraiser. You know what I mean? And yeah, there's some other candidates that I like, but you know, I'm going to support whoever they hire, and we're going to cover them with the same intensity we always do. But I just think State right now is in a good place, and I know they want to get this thing resolved. And I talked to several people in the National College Football media yesterday, just kind of comparing notes. I think State's going to end up getting some really good press out of this nationally in college football because of how he's gone about this search. And there are a lot of people, even for a young athletic director, that have a lot of respect for him and like how he does things. And
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to ZBiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Ultimately, these searches are all judged on who you hire. It doesn't matter who you talk to, who you interview, who you have your search firm vet out. It's about who you hire. And so a lot of people are like, well, Steve, how do you think the search is going? And it's going like all the rest of them, you know. But until this thing is over and you've identified a hire and you walk out there and hand some college football coach a cowbell, you know, you don't get any points for that.
I agree. All right, just for our listeners and everybody post this, Steve just said Dan Mullen's going to be the next head football coach at Mississippi State.
No, it's Lane Kiffin. What are you talking about? That's the mystery candidate we've been sitting on the whole time. You know, rivalry week. You got to get your dig. Lane Kiffin woke up this morning and said, you know what, guys? These guys in Starville are right. You know, I think, hey, I'm gonna take my visor. I'm going to trade it in for a cowboy hat. I'm going to take these flip-flops off. I'm going to get some cowboy boots, and I'm going to march. When I go down to Starville, I'm just bringing Juice and everybody because he's really a hunting dog, and he's not a porch dog. We're going to turn this thing loose, and we're going to go to Starville.
I love it.
That's what I had to get one more comment in. So, yeah.
All right.
I started to add a hot board just for the fun of it this week because it's rivalry. yeah.
That'd be great.
Looking forward to the ball game tomorrow night.
Okay. I think it's going to be a massacre. But, you know who you should add to the hot board? This would be fun. Add, like, Matt Luke. That would be people would go nuts over that. Who? No, he's not going to add Moorhead. That wouldn't even be fun. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I don't know which fan base would be more upset about it. You know, it's just, it's all in good fun. But, I'd say it's one of those things, too. You know, the new book was out on Monday, and I had my first event last night, you know, at the Starville Touchdown Club and our quarterback club, whatever they're calling it these days. But I tell you, it's there's a lot of people out there that are excited about this ball game, regardless of the outcome. I think it's just the feeling of relief. It's like, okay, all right, we made the right decision when we hired Arnett. We made the right decision when we fired Arnett, you know. And so now there's kind of hope, I guess, in the building. There were a lot of people last night, you know, they're just talking about the game and the coaching search. And, you know, I think this is a good thing for State, this dark cloud that's been hanging over us for a couple months now. So
right.
it's lifted, you know. So let's go win a football game.
What about – do you want to talk about your book real quick, the title and what it's about? I got about a minute.
I always want to talk about my book, Bo. Brand new book, When the Bottom Falls, and came out Monday, and they're just getting it distributed out to stores now, and I'm sure we'll be down there in Lemuria, but you can order it whenthebottomfalls.com. And if I make it to December 10th, it's 32 years clean and sober, and that's kind of what the book is about. It's about, you know, my pathway to sobriety and the things that I've done to stay there, you know, and I think it's important that we share those kinds of stories. There's so many things that people don't want to talk about. You know, it's like I grew up in South Mississippi. We never want to talk about anything unpleasant, but there's a ton of unpleasantness in life. And so very transparent, open. There's some people in my family that will read this book that will learn some things about me they never knew. And so that's what it's about. It's not some vanity project. It's about trying to help other people find and achieve sobriety. And it's experience, strength, and hope. And even if you're not in recovery, I think it's a book, it's a Mississippi book, and it's a book about, redemption and second chances in life. And I think at some point we all encounter that.
Oh, no doubt. Congratulations on that. And I know you're excited about another book tour all over the state, and including Lemuria here in Jackson, which is one of the best bookstores in the Southeast. All right, one more. The texts are still coming in. Bo, you can't not ask him about Jamie Chadwell and Rhett Lashley. Steve, your thoughts. You got the floor.
Well, I'm intrigued by both of those guys. In the very beginning, when the first wave of candidates came out, Jamie Chadwell made the most sense to me. You know, it's like, you know what, this is a guy. You know, then you dig in a little bit, and you begin to realize that financial situation's a little difficult to encounter. Ian McCall's in a good job. Identifying coaches, but also paying them and building some facilities around them. But I have had more people in this over the course of this last 10 days give information about Chadwell that leads me to believe he's not going to be here. And I've had people try to argue me down about it. Listen, I haven't talked to Jamie Chadwell. I can only go by what my people are telling me. I know that there is a movement within the donorship to try to get him, right? I understand that, and I respect that because I think Chadwell's offense is matches well with the Mississippi State recruiting footprint. But I will be surprised if that happens, to be honest with you. Who was the second person you asked about?
Rhett Lashley, head coach at SMU.
I think Rhett Lashley would be a fabulous hire. You know, one thing that I was told early on is that, they're getting ready to go to the ACC. And so, you know, there's always opportunities to improve your standing in life. And some people said they think maybe he may leverage this for a raise, but I think Rhett Lashley would kill it at Mississippi State. I think he would be a fabulous hire.
All right. We'll leave it there. Steve Robertson, happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
JeansPage.com. The interview was brought to you by Bulldog Burger in Ridgeland, Starkville, and Tupelo. Also presented by Mississippi State University Golf Course. And all the cool pullovers, golf shirts, hats, and accessories they have in their pro shop. And they have the best looking Mississippi State gear. That's for sure. I have been there many a times. It's also a great golf course. Not surprising, with a turf grass and PGM program. Top five in both. Mississippi State University Golf Course. Check it out. And check out their merch and gear. Hour number three coming up, bar two at 9:30.